guys, you're welcome to the Weekly Roast, or the Roast Mortem. This is the most absurd episode we've ever recorded. It's been a complete disaster. I'm clearly just like absolutely very rusty. I used to be the pranking king.
I disagree. I think it's been a masterpiece.
No, I used to be the pranking king, okay? And this has been an unmitigated disaster. Not one single phone call has worked out. Here you are. This is just me floundering. I used to be funny, okay? And this is just an unequivocated disaster.
I really enjoyed it.
If you want to get your loved ones pranked, send me their details on Instagram at Megan Mark and just enjoy this. Enjoy this next few minutes of me just absolutely dying. This is what it's like just failing. So fail once, fail harder, all the rest. Yes. Nevertheless, we hope you're well and we'll speak to you very soon. By the way, the tickets to Cork and Limerick go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. That is April the 9th and 10th in Cork and Limerick. One night only in each venue. So please, please move quick. It's going to be absolutely hilarious. We've got so many surprises in store for you. People who have been to the Olympia will be somewhat aware of the stuff that goes on, the secrets we have up our sleeves. I promise you, you don't want to miss out on this. So tickets on sale tomorrow. You can get the link from me on Instagram at Megan Mark. And yeah, apologies for just how appallingly bad these pranks are. I'm going to have to get... I swear to God, I used to be so good. And now I'm just the worst.
No, it's been enjoyable.
We'll get better.
Yes.
Oniva. Let's go. Okay, so Michael, this guy is called Noel, and apparently they've got their wedding booked in the Ballygarry Estate in Tralee, booked for the 29th of July, 2027.
Okay.
His wife, or soon-to-be wife, potentially.
Maybe not after this.
Wants us to give him a ring and to say that the wedding has been double booked.
Oh, God.
What sort of voice do I go for? Good morning. No.
No. You're definitely not doing that.
What do you think?
I wouldn't go for Tralee because that would be too obvious.
I can't do Tralee.
Yeah, so maybe something...
Scottish?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You do a good Scottish.
Let me just breathe because I definitely will start laughing if I don't. Hello.
Of course.
Hello there, is that... Well, that's sort of like, that's sort of an accent. Yeah. Is Scottish definitely the answer, or is it like, what would be a real like wedding plannery name?
Should you go for just a like mundane...
See, if he knows my voice,
yeah,
he should do. If he doesn't, I hope the wedding doesn't go through.
Okay, so, brilliant.
I wish him a lifetime of unhappiness if he doesn't listen to the podcast.
Not a fan.
He's not a regular listener.
I haven't done this in years. Okay, hold on.
Hello there.
Hello, is that? No. Hey, how you doing? I was wondering. No. Hi, can I speak? Hello, could I speak to Noel Barry, please?
Yeah.
Noel. Gregory Cupcake here. Like, give him a sir.
Cupcake.
It's Barry Shoelace.
You're giving it away in the first line.
It's Simon Jean Jacket here calling from the Wee.
It's Jeff Swimsuit.
It's Claude in Bikini here calling you from the Roscommon Hotel and Spa. Oh, fuck.
Hello.
Hello, could I speak to Noel Barry, please?
Yeah, this is it. This is Noel.
Noel, how you doing? It's Simon Shoeless here calling from the Barry. Oh, fuck! I'm so. Oh, fuck! I fucked it!
Is he still on?
No, he's gone! Also! Yes, this is it! He said. He says, this is it! Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck. Oh, that would have been a great one. Okay, hold on.
Yes, this is it.
Okay, hold on.
He's very progressive. So,
talk about pronouns gone mad. Yes, this is it. Oh, fuck. Okay, hold on. We'll go again.
He's just sitting there being like, who the fuck has just rang me?
I completely butchered that. Okay, no. I need to breathe. I get too giddy. My hands genuinely shake there with excitement and referring to myself as Barry Cupcake. What did I go for? Gregory Shoelace. No, okay. Okay, this one came in from a girl in Clare, and she said, can you please call my husband and tell him that I've just been arrested for dangerous driving and tell him that my two kids have been held in custody as well? Why would your kids have been arrested in custody? Okay. Their names are Rosie, brilliant, excellent name, and Ruby. Ah, lovely names. We can have creative control thereafter. His name is Daniel. Okay, hold on. Oh, fucking hell. Okay, no, I can't do Gregory Shoelace. I'm going to fucking...
This is Chief Inspector Shoelace.
This is Sergeant Cupcake here calling.
No.
I'm sorry. Okay, no, breathe. Okay, so this is her husband, Daniel, and she's been arrested for dangerous driving. And my name is not Sergeant Cupcake. What is it? Sergeant Rosehorse.
No, it's Sergeant Peters. Just
okay.
Something...
Sergeant Beetroot, okay. No. Barry Bubbles. No. Okay, stop. Sergeant Mulqueen. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, is that Daniel?
It is.
Daniel, Darren Lucquean speaking from Shannon Garda Station.
Yeah, okay.
Hello, are you in the area? Your wife, Claire, has been pulled over for reckless driving.
Okay.
And we've had to take her in because there was two weans in the back. So everything's fine. She's not in danger or anything like that. But we're going to need somebody to come down and drive her car because we're not comfortable returning her license to her.
You what? Say that again? What? Sorry?
So I believe you're the first of kin for Claire?
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I called you Claire. What's it? It's in County Clare. Fuck. This is such a disaster.
No, it's great.
Hold on. What accident?
You need to ring him back though, because now he just thinks his wife is fucking
arrested. He's like swerving down to the fucking... Oh, I'm so out of practice. I'm honestly so out of practice. Okay, hold on. I'll try the dad again. I can't believe I fucked the wedding one. That would have been amazing. Hold on. Also, are you the first of kids? Can you imagine saying, sorry, hold on. What's going on here? Okay, hold on.
That was much better, though.
Okay, we're getting better. Yeah, we are definitely getting much better. This woman. So this came in from this woman's sister in, where is it, Louth.
Okay.
She says that she loves... Hold on, let me get her details up. I need to get better. This is shocking.
Oh, it's so enjoyable.
Hold on. Okay, they've given me a number for... Someone's given me a number for a guard himself.
Oh.
I don't think I can... I don't know if I want to get into prank calling the guards. Okay, hold on. Okay, so sister from Rush in County Dublin loves Susie's Chinese in Rush.
Okay.
And lymph drainage massage.
Oh.
Imagine that at your eulogy. Shockingly, Michael, on day 64 of a shredded to the wedding, was hit by a bus in Port Leash. He loved his Chinese. Hold on, okay. Oh, wait, three. So she just got a new dog, okay. And apparently she doesn't have a dog license yet.
Oh, wow.
Okay, and her name is Andrea. Okay, what'll I... My name can't
like
be like
Dice, the dog Dr.
Gary Paws. No, it can't be anything dog related. The surname can't be like Keith Tail or something.
Jerry Ruff.
Labrador. Okay, hold on. Okay, what name will I give myself? What accent? If I get into character, I'll be okay. Hold on. Okay, it's Andrina. How you doing, Andrea? The Scottish in Hawaii is my go-to.
Go for English. Just more.
Hi, is that Andrina?
Yeah. Like that.
I need to breathe.
Hello?
Hi there, is that Andrina?
It is.
Andrina, Susie Paws here, calling from the DSPCA.
Oh, hiya.
Hi there. I was just getting in contact because we received an anonymous complaint that you've received somebody that purchased a new doggy.
Yeah.
We just wanted to know what the licence inspector number you received was.
All right. Can you ring me back in a little while? I just have to go and collect my child from school.
No, I've actually spoken to your school and I've got your child. Give me the number.
Go on.
I've spoken to your school and I've got your child. You can't threaten to have people's children. Oh, for fuck's sake. This is terrible. Okay, hold on. This one works for the county council.
Oh, wow.
Good luck getting an answer. Am I right? She'll ring us back in 2030. Okay, hold on. I need to breathe.
You're in the flow now. I'm enjoying it.
What accent are we going for?
I think you were able to hold that British one well.
Yeah. Although I did say my name was Susan Paws.
You're fucking...
Okay, it's the county council. Who will I say I am?
So she's in the county council.
So she works in the county council.
And for South,
South Dublin County Council.
Okay.
I'm still remembering the guy that said, hello, yes, this is it. Okay, Margaret from the county council.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, is that Margaret?
It is.
Margaret Declan McAswerney speaking, calling you from Paddle, Paddle, Paddle.
Yeah.
Basically, we look after the installations of paddle courts and all of the tennis and golf clubs in South County Dublin. I was recently given your number.
Okay.
That was good.
I completely froze.
Just ring her back and say you got cut off.
No, she fucking laughed. She fucking knew straight away. Yeah.
Paddle, paddle, paddle,
paddle, paddle, paddle.
Like, for two wasn't enough.
Okay, unlock your phone. Okay.
Paddle, paddle,
so
paddle.
Okay, I need to get one.
Okay.
I need to get one. Oh, fuck. Okay, this came in from a girl in London whose husband, she goes, okay, this is my partner. He's just gotten his fifth parking ticket in the last month and he's about to lose his mind. They live in London. He got his final warning somewhere around Battersea and Vauxhall. He said he's literally thinking of giving up driving because it's honestly every week. This is his phone number. He drives a white caddy. A white caddy?
Yeah.
What's a caddy?
Little Volkswagen van.
Is it?
It is.
I thought a caddy was like, I let her drive in a caddy because I didn't know where daddy was the leader at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Code 45,
yeah,
Afro man.
Yeah. Wow.
Nevertheless, so this is, he's gotten another speeding ticket in Battersea.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. And it's got to be an English person.
Hello.
Hi there. I was wondering, am I speaking to Oino Dunavan?
Yeah.
Oino, how you doing? It's Tina Matsinari from the Battersea Motor Department of Protection.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Hi, Oino. Is that it? Oino?
Oino, yeah.
Oino. Good to meet you, Oino. I'm calling because we've received a report that you were done for parking and you've now reached the maximum capacity. So I'm going to have to take payment for the owner's fare today, please.
Of what?
Your parking tickets in Battersea.
Oh, in Battersea?
Yes.
At what car park?
It's not actually on the car park, Owen. It's a video of you in the white caddy. We received CCTV footage of you crossing over just beside the Vauxhall Bridge there.
In a white caddy. I don't drive a white caddy.
We've got a picture of you, Oin, and it's very... You can see the small penis from the rearview mirror. Which is why it's an easy giveaway. That's why we know it's you. Sorry. I'm sorry. Your wife told me to do this. I'm sorry.
You have no chill. It's like zero to just like...
It's like any sort of like... He, they're latching on to me. Cool. Cocks. You know what I mean? The fulcrum of all of my comedy. When in doubt, dicks. Okay, we need to get one person. We need to get one person. Hold on.
Hello, Zoom, is this speaking?
Hello, is one in the dog grooming situation?
It is, yeah.
Hello, well, the wife was walking around earlier on and she locked in the windows there. She said you got a nice few dogs there in Stillorgan.
We have, yeah, in Kilmacud Road, yeah.
She see the one that she like. It's the smally blondy one with the collar around the neck. She wonder how much it is or where we see the prices for it.
We don't sell dogs here. We groom dogs, dog grooming.
She says she see the dog in the window. She want to know how much it is, so she want to buy the little blondy one.
No, that's my dog. He's not for sale.
Which is the one for sale? She says she sees maybe three dogs.
No, we don't have any for sale, love. There's none for sale.
But what the dog?
We do dog grooming and dog boarding.
Yeah, grooming, like I groom my cousin, no? No?
No.
You can't fall groom. Just always reaching for the slop. Like I groom my brilliant. We've gone from purchasing pets to just dirt like heavy petting. Oh, fuck. Oh, no, dude, out there. I don't even know what accent that
you
was
just
supposed
to fly too close to the sun every time.
Every time. It's like if they don't say anything ridiculous the first minute, I just have to go.
Hi, thanks for contact. Good afternoon, Mermaid Florist.
How you doing there? I got a box of roses there I can drop off to you in the morning if you want on discount.
Sorry, can you say that again?
I got a box of roses there. Someone gave me your number. They said you'd be lost in a few rare roses. I got a couple of boxes of roses left over from the Christmas. I dropped them off to you in the morning for the Valentine's Day.
Well, the boss is not here. You'd need to speak to him.
What's his name? Not Petulia that I spoke to earlier?
No, you didn't speak to me earlier.
No. Who was it that I spoke to earlier?
I don't know who you spoke to earlier.
Well, thorny enough reception now, anyway.
It's which?
A thorny enough reception. It's a pawn on flowers.
We have all our flowers ordered for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Yeah.